And you are listening to the Texas Standard. As we've discussed how the fight against COVID-19 has upended so many lives, we're getting news about losses in the war against human trafficking. Dallas-Fort Worth is considered a hub for human trafficking, and as KERA's Galilee Abdullah reports, advocacy groups there say the pandemic has made matters worse.
Tanya Stafford says it's been a challenging year.
I'm actually on a rescue right now. I'm sitting in the car.
She's the founder of It's Going to Be Okay. It's a Dallas-based nonprofit that helps human trafficking survivors.
I do active rescues. I house victims of human trafficking in our safe locations and give them all the necessities that they need.
Stafford's group has had to adjust to COVID-19. She says people are reaching out for help via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. She's also noticed more people being exploited online. And as a result, her organization has had to adapt.
We have to shift all of our knowledge that we have, you know, putting in a community. We have to shift all of that to online to make sure people are still aware that human trafficking has not stopped. They're a bust on a regular basis. There are children that's being rescued on a regular basis.
While Stafford's organization works to help survivors of human trafficking, others are focused more on the demand. Caroline Roberts is a staff attorney with the advocacy group Children at Risk. She says research from a few years ago indicates that potential victims of sex trafficking are arrested at much higher rates than the buyers themselves. She wants to see more buyers apprehended instead.
Unfortunately, human trafficking is part of an economy that is just like any other economy, any other industry, and that without that demand, the industry would collapse.
Roberts says her agency's anti-trafficking efforts include using chatbots and scraping data from online sex advertisements.
One of our main programs is called Seize Texas, and that includes gathering data on the number of ads in different cities and also gathering data on responses to ads.
Roberts says when stay-at-home orders began in March in North Texas, her group noticed an initial dip in responses to sex ads. But she says they picked back up over the following months. Children at Risk has also noticed ad responses that mention financial vulnerabilities that have been caused or amplified by the pandemic.
Offering to pay bills, more and more references to being economically vulnerable, homelessness, etc. The most vulnerable segment of the population is being disproportionately affected by this virus, and that is magnified within human trafficking.
New Friends, New Life is a Dallas-based nonprofit that helps formerly trafficked women and girls. Bianca Jackson is interim CEO and says many people served by her organization are also struggling financially.
As soon as the shutdown happened, immediately within that first week, 23 of our women lost their jobs or had their hours reduced or could no longer go to work, and so the impacts on them financially was swift and severe, not to mention the trauma that's now piled on top of the trauma that they were already experiencing.
Jackson says her group will continue providing support to survivors during the pandemic.
Making sure that they had their basic needs met and remained a pillar of stability in their lives amid all of the changes that were happening.
Advocates say this stability is necessary to keep survivors out of human trafficking. Tanya Stafford with It's Going to Be Okay is herself a survivor.
I was sold at the age of 13 by my mom for drugs in South Dallas. The man that bought me kept me for 10 years. It's Going to Be Okay was truly birthed out of my story. I just began to tell people about human trafficking.
Along with showing up to rescues and providing housing, It's Going to Be Okay also provides trauma-informed care and health coverage. But the organization's ability to offer these services is dependent on funding. And the pandemic is making fundraising much more difficult.
It's a one-day-at-a-time thing. Day by day, second by second, minute by minute, we are surviving.
And she says it's important to be there for survivors of human trafficking, especially now. I'm Galilee Abdullah in Dallas.